So you got two teams that have been doubted. Well, not Indiana. Indiana's been pretty much, you know, up there since about halfway through the season. People started taking note. The problem with Indiana was that last year they had a pretty weak schedule, and everybody said that, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. You know, when you get to the big dance, you're going to get your ass handed to you. But they actually had some really good tests this year, and I mean, some very hostile environments. So I think they're the real deal. And then when they manhandled number one Ohio with, you know, pretty much a pro roster, you know, these guys, you know, half that roster is going to be pro by this time next year. You know they're the real deal, right? Everything tells me that they should walk in there and manhandle Miami, the pretender, lickety-split. It should be no big deal. Just like Ohio should have, just like Texas or Ole Miss should have, just like, you know, on and on and on. So that's my reservation is, man, every damn time we turn around and say, oh, Miami's going to get their ass handed to them, they walk out with the W. So I'd be a little bit, oh, I see what the hell happened. All right, I'm discombobulated here. It's all on me. But anyhow, like you said, I gotta take Indiana, and I'm hoping it's Indiana. But, you know, something in the back of my mind says, boy, Miami,